Welcome to Leadership Lessons Learned. WFYI, in cooperation with the Lacey Leadership Association, is pleased to present a monthly essay by Central Indiana's premier civic and business leaders. We hope these essays will provide insight into how some of Indianapolis's best and brightest use their life experiences to help shape their working and leadership styles. This month's essayist is Elizabeth Garber, the founder and CEO of The Best Chocolate in Town. She was recently awarded the 2011 Outstanding Small Business of the Year by the Association of Fundraising Professionals, Indiana Chapter. Elizabeth serves the community in a variety of civic leadership capacities, including sitting on the board of Second Helpings, Indy East Asset Development, and Lacey Leadership Association.
Sweat the small stuff. Sitting in the passenger seat, the drive home from the optometrist's office wearing my first pair of glasses is one that I will always remember. Everything became so clear, but I especially remember the trees. The trees had individual leaves on them. I had not been able to see that before. There were so many leaves that made up that big mass of color. I was 9 years old and finally learning how to see. Today, I often think about how often we just look at life and see it for what we notice at our first glance. We don't always see all the pieces, parts, and details that go into things. This applies to everything from a tree, to a painting, to a business, to a city. The details are important. The details create the whole. I say acknowledge the trees, for they create the forest. Paying attention to the details is what led me to succeed as an art student. But it wasn't until I started my own business that I truly understood what details have to do with leadership. Sweat the small stuff. Leadership isn't just about ideas and vision. Leadership also requires attention to detail to bring ideas to life and to bring vision to fruition. At my chocolate shop, I have to pay attention to the weather to be sure our toffee will turn out perfect every time. On rainy days, the humidity level is such that the sugar confection can't release enough water into the air as it boils, leaving the toffee sticky and not crisp as it should be. With careful attention to the weather, the rate at which the toffee boils, the temperature to which the confection cooks, and the rate at which the sugars brown as it boils, we can make those delicious, buttery bars that fly off our shelves. Not only do I pay attention as a leader, but being a leader means sharing my vision with my staff. The art of chocolate making is a detailed one by nature. Each of the thousands of truffles that we sell each year are hand-rolled, hand-dipped, hand-decorated, and hand-packed. That's a lot of detail. Our staff has been trained to create these tasty treats, so they look and taste the same every time, no matter who makes them. Details also create a positive experience for our customers in our shop. We always greet our customers when they walk into our shop. We lead them through choosing chocolates if they are unsure of what they want. We package their choices in a gift box with matching tissue and ribbon. Packaging is important. When all is said and done, it's the details that help our customers leave our shop feeling pleased with their purchase. Like any business, the obligation to the community in which you operate is important. Leading the way, even in a small way, can make a huge difference. A dollar here, a truffle donation there, a partnership with Lacey Leadership Association to engage our leaders to persist in making the community even more vibrant than it already is. These are the pieces, parts, and details that bring ideas to life and visions to fruition.
That was Elizabeth Garber, the founder and CEO of The Best Chocolate in Town. Her essay on leadership was one in a series of essays by local civic and business leaders presented by the Lacey Leadership Association on WFYI Radio. This and previous essays are available online at wfyi.org/radio and the iTunes Store as a podcast.